And Michelle, you have something else for us.
I do, Robert. I spoke today with John McCain's 23-year-old daughter, Meghan McCain. She's been a constant presence on the campaign trail. She's been blogging about her experience all along, and now she's written a new children's picture book. It's about her father's life on the campaign trail, but also his life as a war hero. It's called My Dad, John McCain. I asked Meghan McCain how she managed to write this over the last year.
I'm a really bad insomniac. I only sleep like 3 or 4 hours a night, so that helps, you know, because sometimes the day normally ends now at like 6 or 7, and Simon & Schuster approached me a long time ago, like 6 months ago, something like that. I'm sorry, my memory blurs together on the dates, and they were just like, do you have any interest in doing this? And I was like, let me see what I can do. You know, this is obviously very deep material and intense. You know, it's a war and torture. And I started trying it, and then I worked with an editor, and I really liked the way it turned out.
This is tough stuff for kids. How did you deal with the torture in particular and trying to decide how you were going to tell that part of the story?
Well, obviously, it's very delicate because this book is for 5 to 11-year-olds. But I find that the people and the kids that have read it, the feedback that I've gotten is that, you know, kids like adventure, and especially since this is a real story. So I think it's gone over pretty well.
When you were young,
mm-hmm.
about the age of the kids that are going to be reading this book,
mm-hmm.
how much did you understand of your father's experience in the war?
Very little. You know, I think I didn't, I have still not entirely read his book, Faith in My Fathers. I have in parts, but I find it very hard to read the chapters about torture. I just find it, you know, it's very different when it's your father you're reading about being tortured and these horrible things going on. So when I was little, I conceptually sort of understood his life, but I don't think you really understand it until you get older. And when I was a sophomore in college, his movie came out, Faith of My Fathers, and I think that's when it really, 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 really came to life. But even now, it's hard for me to talk about it. I mean, no one wants to imagine the father that they love being tortured, you know?
Meghan, I want to go back to something that you said earlier, that you hadn't completely read your father's book.
Yeah, I've read most of it, but I have to skip over some of the pages where he's being tortured. Like, it makes me cry, you know, and it just, I've read it, but I haven't, like, the pages that he was being tortured, I had to skip some paragraphs, and like I said, it makes me cry, so.
Now, you said when you were on the Today Show that because you've taken on such a public role, you're, to use your own words, fair game. Your father's campaign is very upset. Mm-hmm. About the media coverage of Sarah Palin in the now almost 2 weeks since she's been named as your father's running mate. On the other side, some say that there's a double standard at work. If she's going to step into the spotlight, that she should face the same kind of scrutiny that any other vice presidential candidate would face.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you come down on that? Is there a double standard, or does she need to face the same degree of scrutiny that any other candidate would face?
Well, I think that no matter who the person is, no matter what gender they are, being the vice presidential nominee, the public has a right to know as many of the facts as possible. What I do think is unfair, and this is something that I have discussed with my parents and my friends, is I do think that there is an element of sexism going on in the media.
If the campaign is introducing her to the country, and if part of that is pointing to her ability to juggle work and family responsibilities, why is it unfair to ask about her family responsibilities?
I think it's fair to ask her about her family responsibilities. I don't think it's fair to attack her children.
And when you say attack her children, I just want to make sure I understand what you're referring to.
Oh, I'm just referring to the way Bristol's been treated. She's the sweetest girl, and we've gotten to be very good friends. Obviously, you become fast friends when you're in a situation like this. And I just wish that people would leave her alone. You know, it's obviously everyone knows she's pregnant now, and she's going to live her life. But, you know, I wish people would give her a little bit more privacy.
Well, Meghan McCain, it's been great to talk to you. I understand that you have to go. Congratulations on the book. Thanks for making time to talk to us.
Thank you for making time to talk to me. It's a pleasure.
Meghan McCain, her book is called My Dad, John McCain.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.